Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I know all you Housewives fans are so excited to see what happened tonight and what we think of Luann's boyfriend, fiance, future husband. I don't know what he is, but we're going to discuss all of it right now on our Real Housewives of New York after show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So, do you think Luann and Tom are breaking up?
Nope, I don't.
Nope, and I hope the whole thing is fake, because this is so sad.
I really, really thought it was fake, too, and I'm not feeling that way anymore.
Me neither.
I don't think it is either, but I wish it were.
I do, too. Guys, we're talking about The Real Housewives of New York City, Season 8, Episode 20.
We made it to 20.
Yeah.
The finale.
Say it ain't so. We are missing Ashley tonight. She's actually doing something for our producer, Kevin Undergaro, who you guys all know and love. We miss you, Ashley. We'll see you next week for an amazing
reunion
episode coming up. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wegner. How's it going? I'm joined by two lovely ladies.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker. Tweet me at Megan Stecker, even if live during the show. You never know when I might check my phone.
This is Fern Ronay. Tweet me, too, at Fern Ronay.
So, first impressions of this episode, since we've been looking forward to these photos for weeks.
I'm shocked that we saw the photos. I felt like this episode really delivered. It was weird. Right after it ended, like the second it ended, I looked at the both of you and I was like, I feel like I just got hit by a train. And Vern likes me too. I mean, it was a lot of information. It was an episode that really, really, really delivered for me, like way up there in my top 10 of Real Housewives all time for me. Mm. Yeah, I hope I don't regret saying that later. But no, I felt like it was a jam-packed episode. Good stuff. We got the extended episode, which is awesome. I'm still feeling very overwhelmed.
I'm so overwhelmed. Like 2 hours in LA traffic, then an hour and 15 minutes of this drama that was just nuts with them shaking as they're trying to drink their drinks. And it was like so much drama.
Yes.
I feel like I need a cocktail when I get home.
Well, we have a cocktail.
Cheers,
thanks,
girls.
Cheers.
Megan brought us Whispering Angel, which we needed during the show.
Rose, cheers.
A girl
gets unlucky to not
sometimes
drink.
Sometimes a girl needs a crutch, you know.
Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
You guys never know what's in our water glasses that might be wine. Tonight it is. Who would you ladies think was the most wishy-washy in this episode?
Oh, wow.
Wishy-washy?
Mm-hmm. Back and
like
forth.
Like a flip-flopper?
Yep.
You have someone in mind, I guess.
I just think it's Luann.
Yeah.
Going back and forth, being angry, and then jumping back, and getting angry, being upset with certain people that were being honest with her, the whole thing back and forth. Mm-hmm. And
she's a cliche in every way. She's mad at the wrong person. Mm-hmm. She's saying things like, it meant nothing to him, like that matters. And she's coming up with all kinds of excuses. She's a cliche, and it would be funny if it weren't so sad. If this is real, I'm really upset for her. She's a grown woman. What kind of example is she setting for her daughter? Like, you should be treated well always. If not, run for the hills. Get away from this guy.
Yeah.
I feel very strongly about it. But it's just so clear to me. It's just so black and white.
Yeah. I think it is the whole world, which is why she was in defense of herself and Tom. And it got so bad as to the fact that they want to lie and cover it up. And lie number one didn't work out with Dorinda. So Luann obviously had her whole plan ready to go for lie number two. Woo, we got it. This was a lot. I feel
oh my God, it's a lot to take in.
Just waves of crazy washing over me right now.
All right, let's talk about what happened. Okay. So we jump back in to Luann walking back into Bethany's room saying she wants to see it. Mm-hmm. She needs to see it. And Bethany is crying in bed, genuinely upset, genuinely upset.
I don't know. The tears weren't really rolling, but I think I saw a couple tears. We have to play it back.
It was very dramatic,
yeah,
to say the least. And we find out that he has been...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And Tom was kissing some mystery woman at the Regency for over an hour. He did leave her with the check, and Bethany won't say where it came from. And a lot of you guys that have been commenting on YouTube and through Twitter are questioning if this was the handiwork of Andy Cohen.
Ooh.
I have a prediction. I know it's a little early for predictions, but I think at the reunion it's gonna be like a Caroline Manzo moment, like, it was me. I'm the one who sent the text.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't really think that's gonna happen, but it would be awesome.
Only due to me doing my investigatory God's work, listening to Bethany's show, she did say this was like a lay person, meaning like no one to do with Bravo or the show. She's like, I think she called him a civilian too.
Okay.
Meaning like, and the production wanted that person so badly to sign a release and be like, it was me and here's what I saw. And I think they never wanted to be involved in it. They sent Bethany the photos and... they didn't want to be involved. So that's the only reason I think it might not be Andy. If it was Andy, my God, is he the most brilliant puppet master that ever lived. Also the devil's son. But Andy, we love you.
Well, Jules and Dorinda are trying to calm Luann down, which, of course, that's mm-hmm. normal. But they're also saying, get all the facts.
Right.
When did this happen? Mm-hmm. Is the photo time-stamped? I mean, I do all that stuff when I'm researching online, checking where everything's coming from. So take the moment, and, you know, she is trying to figure this out, texting Tom, sending him the photo, because now Bethany has sent the photo. Ramona's in Bethany's room. Bethany is now at this point completely crying and hysterical. And Ramona admits, though, that everyone's talking about him. This isn't the first news of this. This has now been going around a little bit. And last week I was annoyed with her for bringing up the Page Six comment, but I thought that was in regards to her and Tom, not regards to her and Mario.
Right.
Okay.
What she explains in this episode is she found out that Mario was cheating on her with some 22-year-old mistress through Page Six mm-hmm. when her friends knew and she wished that they would have told her. I have a little bit more sympathy for her after hearing that. What do you ladies think of the way that Bethany is handling the aftermath after she initially tells Luann and Ramona's viewpoints on this, saying that everyone already knew?
Oh. Go ahead, Fern.
I think Bethany seems genuinely shaken and genuinely like, I can't believe I have to make somebody this hurt. Like, I have to be the bearer of news that's making someone feel this way. Because you could, you know, we've all gotten that news in life that your whole body tingles. Like, you could see that happening to Luann, and it's heartbreaking. And I felt like Bethany really felt like, I can't believe I'm doing this. So I think she was genuinely upset for that reason. Bethany has no business giving anyone relationship advice, and she wasn't. Like, she was just delivering the news. So I think... She was genuinely upset. Ramona, at first, when she mentioned her and Mario and Page Six, I was like, does she have to talk about herself? But sadly, she can relate. Like, she's someone who has been, mm-hmm. she can completely relate for all the way you laid it out. Exactly. So, yeah, like, I think I don't have any beef with either of them. I think they were genuine.
I have beef with both.
Yes.
So Ramona inserting the constant, like, well, I found out on page six, and I found out on page six, and I found out on page six. Like, great. Like, once is okay to mention that. Like, after the third and fourth time we heard it in the same episode, it was obviously put in there as many times as she said it. The editors left it in there so that we would know that Ramona's trying to make this all about herself, of course. And even if she's just trying to drive the point home to Luann, it's still so comedic. It's still this, like, of course it's about Ramona, because she's nuts. And then I have to say Bethany was giving relationship advice, because once it went down and then Luann was like, I have to go back in there and talk to Bethany. And they're one-on-one. Bethany was like, you should say, I think you should text him that. I think you should call him. I think you should say. And it was all her take on what Luann should do. I know Bethany was upset in delivering this news, but like the magnitude of the physical reaction she was having was a total shock to me. Like, I understand it's very upsetting, but it's like, I mean, the shaking and the crying and the hysterics. Yeah, and the hysterics. It's like she was so much more upset and having a reaction than Luann. Okay, Luann threw up, which I'll give her that. It's like, I mean, she's not even that close of friends with Luann, which she kept mentioning. And it's like, of course she feels bad for her, but this like hysterical shock she went into after she delivers the news. It's like, she's like, I realize I've opened Pandora's box. And it's like, okay, I don't get it. I don't know.
No, you are right about that. Like, when they walked in and she was, like, covering her head, I was like, she's really, like, upset. Like, that would suck. I wouldn't want to tell someone this. But you are so right, because the shaking, I was like, this is bad acting. Just stop it. Like, we know you're upset. We can see it. You don't have to be like, I need a drink. Like, it was, like, bad. It was not like, Oscar winning.
It was a lot of screaming, a lot of, like, oh, God, and, like, bring me that liquor. And it's like, okay, well, I do know that Bravo is a partner of Bethany's. That's why she gets to put all her products out in every scene, and they drink and eat all her products all the time, wherever they go, which I'm sure was part of her deal in coming back last season, because all of her stuff was everywhere in every scene last season, too. So that's why she's able to be like, give me that bottle. And even if it, in her mind, is like, I just need liquor, doesn't matter what it is, it's such a strong, strong physical reaction. I don't understand it. Like, she doesn't even like Luann. Maybe it's the gravity of the fact that maybe she's actually feeling really guilty. Maybe it's the gravity of that. She's like, you know what? I've talked about it on camera with multiple cast members. That's going to be seen. Luann's going to see that I did that. Luann's going to know that I held this information for days before giving it to her.
Well, can you understand a little bit of why she did that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I do think it was good that she, I don't know, it's so hard. Like, I was Bethany in a position years ago, and I held on to something over a weekend because it was the girl's birthday, and I didn't want to spoil her birthday weekend. We were all hanging out for her birthday, and I wanted to wait until, like, Monday or Tuesday. And she ended up finding out through a third party what I was about to tell her. So, and it was a very Luann reaction, a very textbook 101. I was the bad guy.
I don't understand that. I've never understood the getting mad at the person telling you. I'd never be mad about that. I've been the one who's told people, and yes, they get mad at you. But even being in the situation where I've been cheated on, if somebody had told me, I would never be mad at them. This is the information that you, especially if you have an inkling or you're wondering or you're questioning the relationship or whatever it is. Luann does obviously try and reach out to Tom, who says he's busy in a meeting, but will call her as soon as he's available. Ooh. He does eventually call her back, and she takes the call in Bethany's room. So Bethany needs to listen to the entire conversation go down, which is slightly awkward. Excuse yourself. In my opinion, I would excuse myself to go to my own room. Tom says that he doesn't remember any of this happening. You know, she mentions that she was there and had dinner with him that night. And then what, he left and went out and met somebody else and got drunk. And he says that she's from L.A. It'll never happen again. He loves her. Luann tells the girls, comes in and goes, he's devastated. He's just devastated by this information.
Right away, she's like, I got to save this somehow.
Yeah. It was weird. It was like she was covering up for him already to save face in front of the cameras. Then, and it snowballed from there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of covering up going on with Luann was
ridiculous.
Insane.
And I just, he doesn't remember. Like, it's one thing to get really blacked out drunk. We've all been there. Let's, like, not pretend. And
the older I get, the easier it is to get blacked out
drunk, right?
Isn't it?
Right? It's not fair.
Not that I'm happy about that. I hate that.
For me, I did this once in college. So I probably was not even 21. I definitely was not 21. I was a sophomore. I remember it because I remember what dorm I lived in when this happened and the guy I was dating. So I was a sophomore. So I was probably all of 19 or 20 years old. And I got so drunk out at a sorority function and made out with a guy who I would never touch with a 10-foot pole on the way home. On, like, we always had a bus, like a hired, like, school bus was like our safe sober rides to every event and from every event home. And everyone told me, like, somehow my boyfriend found out, who was not a part of Greek life situation, and called me and was confronting me. And I was calling girls from my sorority, like, this did not happen. Why is everyone saying this? So, like, yes, it did. Like, no one told me that. So I do understand the being blacked out and making out with someone while you're dating someone else. Although I was only 19 or 20 years old.
Yes.
So I don't think.
But did you make out for an hour? That's what I, like, if you're blacked out drunk and then you, like, you, I think you would be like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Yes, you but probably would come to.
But for it to go on for an hour?
Drunk? I pass out 15 minutes later. I can't be up for an hour making out with anyone. Are you joking me?
Right. At his age.
Put me in my bed. I'm going to bed.
Right. At his age, I would think that you wouldn't be able to continue that in a blacked out state for that
long.
Not
to sound like Luann, but at least he left her with the check so we know they didn't go home together. Yeah. Not that that's like any consolation, but yeah. Like an hour of making out, don't give me that you don't remember.
No. There's just no way. And why would he leave her? Why would he leave her at home when they had gone out to dinner?
Well, then she's saying they got into a fight, which is in that People magazine article, but that's also later in the show.
So, Luann also says she doesn't want to talk about it anymore, but that it's over and done with. She doesn't want to talk about it anymore, and no one should bring it up or say anything about it, and they're all just saying, you know, she needs to do what she needs to do. And Bethany says she knows that Luann's going to stay with him, even though he's embarrassed her, like that they all know that this is going to be the end of it, that this is just what's going to happen. And then we get Luann staying in a hotel because she's not going to go home to Tom.
This is all so nuts to me. Like, here's the thing. She has to save face. Like, there was no way she's not going to lie for Tom and try to save face on camera because everyone was trying to be like, is this relationship even real? This is too fast. This is too fast. This is too fast. Tom's a player. And it got proven to all of them. And she's so royally embarrassed. She couldn't even bring herself to be honest. Mm-hmm. She couldn't.
Well, and Dorinda has Ramona over. And Bethany has Carol over. And Bethany mentions to Carol that Luann hasn't been returning any of her texts, and she's focusing on what it looks like versus how she's feeling about it, and she's very much in love with the idea of love. Instead of being like, you hurt my feelings by doing this, it's more about how this comes off to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Exactly. I noticed that too. I was like, stop focusing on that it was in front of everyone. Focus on the fact that you were kissing another person. That's not me.
Right. Did it ever come out? I had a question of once Bethany had told her, it was like, oh, the whole city already knows. Well, who told everyone back in New York City? Like that, I felt like that didn't get addressed.
Yeah,
like,
that
how
was
did the
not
whole
clear.
City know already that day?
Right. Bethany had the secret in Florida. Where did it go from there?
Like, did it happen in Florida or did it happen in New York?
No, in New York.
It happened, meaning, like, the incident happened in New York. But then once she, like, I think it was Ramona was saying, like, the whole city knows already. But, like, who was the messenger? Was it in the papers? Who was the person that told?
I think Ramona was just saying that this has been the word around town. That it's kind of been discussed on the street that people are talking about Tom being a player. And it's not just coming from one isolated incident. It's multiple people having this feeling about him.
I thought that, like, maybe other people saw him that night and were telling other people.
Like, it was, like, a Page Six mention or something. Mm-hmm.
Not from what I took from it.
Oh, so he's even worse than
But it gets worse because, like we said, this lie now is coming about where Luann calls Dorinda, Tom grabs a phone, and says that he wants Dorinda to meet up with two waiters. And it's her job to make it right. These waiters are going to sit down with her. And they're going to fabricate this lie and wants Dorinda to lie for him, but we still have the photos as evidence.
Right. So I mean, that's why it's so cockamamie. Obviously, they're drunk as a skunk back at the scene of the crime and trying to bribe people that work there into lying for them, which is like... It's so embarrassing. The whole thing already happened on camera. So you're going to try to cover it up with a lot. I mean, the audacity is insane to me. I think Luann should be the most embarrassed person in the world right now and tomorrow. And I mean, Dorinda straight called her out on camera. So it's like, now we have the Tom cheating scandal right on camera. We have Dorinda calling her and Tom out for trying to cover it up right on camera. This can't get much worse. I mean, it does, but it can't get much worse.
I love that Dorinda's like not playing along.
Me too.
Thank God.
She's so New Jersey. I live for her.
So great. And I just, how stupid are they? Like, what could the lie have been that the waiters would be like, this happened 6 months ago. Your date stamp is wrong. Like, what could the lie have been? It's just so stupid.
Well, she wasn't going for it. She doesn't want to be involved in the whole drama, it sounds like. And I think Luann's trying to kind of rope her into this because she was the one who introduced the two of them.
Mm-hmm. But what would Luann and Tom, like, what would the lie have been that they would, like,
fabricate? No idea.
Like, they have a photo that's date stamped, apparently. But yeah, that's the other thing. She's like, Luann is focusing on all the wrong things.
Right,
like,
it's only the appearance.
Yes, like, who cares? Focus on the two of you and just be like...
This isn't just Page Six anymore, like gossip around New York. It's on a reality show that is in a smash hit that we have photo evidence. Like, this isn't something silly in Page Six you can pretend to cover up.
Uh-huh.
It's so... I mean, like... They're both so out of their mind thinking that this is something they're able to cover up and lie through. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the mindset.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the People article that you guys talked about earlier, since she mentions after this first initial part that you guys had told me, I said, why isn't this coming up? And then it did come up in the show where it says Luann mentions her and Tom were on a break. They'd gotten into a fight, so he went out after the fight. And this is apparently what she's saying in the People article. And she's saying negative things about Bethany.
Yes.
And that they're not close. And that this was all part of a plan to take her down.
Yeah, so this just hit the internet this morning. The headlines actually... I think the extended article is in the newest issue of People, which I think comes out tomorrow. The headline for the story is Bethany Frankel is banned from Luann de Lesseps' wedding as the Countess hits out at brutal confrontation. So she's saying things like, where are the quotes here? It was disgusting, her handling of the situation, and I go over this at the reunion was terrible. It's like, they don't have my back. She could have went to Dorinda, who introduced us, and said, look, I have this. But she was like the cat who got the canary. Does a good friend do that to you? Someone who has your best interest in mind? No. It's not authentic, she continued. It's made for television, and that's what she is. I cannot argue with her there. Bethany is made for television, and she could have done this off camera. So that is where my issue lies. I'm very, very interested to see what Bethany's excuse is on the reunion for why she did it on camera.
That's true. Yeah, That's 100% true. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear that explanation. But also, like, they got... So I have a People article that I retweeted. It's on my Twitter feed about... So Luann's doing everything wrong. She's misdirecting her anger. She's blaming it on Bethany. And then she's coming up with this, who knows if it's true, that they got into a fight that night and he retaliated.
Correct.
And retaliated by hooking up with this other woman. That's horrible. If it's true, she didn't even mention it, you know, when they were in Miami. But if it's true, it's at best immature of him and at worst really, really disturbing. I was so disturbed when I read that. Like, you cannot marry this man. He is bad news. That's how he reacts to you getting into a fight. You're going to do a lot more fights in the next many years that you hope to be married. That's not how you resolve it. And if he's that kind of person, run for the friggin' hills. He is bad.
Do you think Sonia would get back together with him and be a friends with benefits with him?
No, yes. And I love that Sonia came out like that. She was like the Lady Edith in Downton Abbey. Like, she's the winner in all of it. Dating rich old Rocco, and like, Tom can piss in the wind. I love it.
I mean, her quotes today were amazing. Is that I still don't get why everyone is so surprised. And then she says about Luann, she'll probably have to move back in with me.
I love it.
I need a fun little video clip of that.
There were so many great gifts.
But I do
tonight.
Think Luann would hook up with him again. I do. If she were not dating anyone else.
You mean Sonia?
Sorry. No, I think Sonia would hook up with Tom again if given the opportunity. Yeah. Just because that's her. It's like,
right.
I don't.
She's like, why not?
I think sometimes with her, there's not a lot of emotional connect.
Exactly.
Like,
she's not emotionally attached.
Right. I mean, she's pretending she's all upset now, but I think it's mostly for the show and for drama and for camera time. And I mean, if in 10 years she was just humping the guy, I think she'd do it again.
Probably.
If he were available.
But hopefully Rocco's treating her like a princess and they're happily dating.
Did her dress at the end remind you of the dancer emoji from...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I loved it. I thought they were a great couple, though. It's perfect.
I did, too. I think they're great for each other. Well, so Bethany's party comes around, and we've got everyone arriving. We finally see Adam with his new short haircut.
Adorable.
So handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Jules and Luann come with Michael in tow, who you guys were like, wow, he's really short.
Oh, my God. He is a little marshmallow.
A little marshmallow, Michael.
And this is where Bethany said, Luann doesn't have self-respect and she should love herself.
Mm. Which is 100% correct.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that Luann burst into... Here's the thing about these end-of-season parties. All the girls know that they are supposed to, based on what the producers tell them, I'm sure, and based on me watching the... behind the scenes of the Real Housewives of OC season 8. Thank you, Bravo. They all have to confront each other about unresolved issues. So Bethany and Jules fought, I don't know how many weeks ago, and it's like such a dead issue, but they're supposed to confront each other about it at this party. So Luann's chomping at the bit to do her confrontation and then like storm out and try to be the star of the show, which she's not. And she butts into a conversation about a damn pinata and screams, "I stop talking about me. I heard you from over there." I mean, so embarrassing, and Bethany handled it really well.
Oh, awesome.
Then leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bet you $1,000.
Yeah.
And that's $1,000, and she's like, well, now you can't be in the pinata party because...
Yeah. I thought the whole thing was super anticlimactic when they actually did speak, and Luann wanted it to be so, like, she's the hot shit and storm out and look so cool.
All of her conversations with everyone were very defensive. Mm-hmm. She went into attack, and then kind of retreated. Because even her conversation with Ramona, about Ramona kind of saying, you know, I found out on page 6, and she's like, I don't care about you. She's like, well, no, I'm relating to you because of the whole Mario thing. And then Luann was like, oh, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of let it go. And the same thing with Bethany and Luann. Bethany also mentions later on that, am I going to be able to find it right now? She doesn't love herself. I'm probably not going to find it right now.
That Bethany said he could have sex with someone on the street and I won't tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. That too. Luann tells her to stay out of her business. Mm-hmm. You know, don't. And Bethany says she feels sorry for her. And that Luann wants to be in this bubble. And she doesn't really care that this is going on and people know. And
They're in therapy, which they're not.
They're in therapy together. Yeah.
Well, she was basically lying. She was basically saying, people were telling me to go to, she said, people were telling me to go to therapy, but we don't need to go to therapy. We can talk to each other. So she meant literally that talking to each other about this issue is therapy, which it's not.
Oh. They need to go to therapy.
She's really into saying things to divert attention from what's really going on as if we don't know.
Right.
The problem is, as a viewer, we just really want authenticity, and we can point it out when we see that it's not so easily.
Exactly.
So the fact that she thinks, like, just like all those years that she was married to Alex, and she was like, I'm the Countess, and you better address me to the driver as Mrs., and it's like, that's not authentically you, and mm-hmm. we can see through that. You're just a girl from Connecticut, mm-hmm. and it's embarrassing. It's a really bad look, and I think she was really trying to be the star of the show this season, and I felt like it wasn't that she and Tom were even really in a real relationship because right. this all felt so phony to me. Mm-hmm. I think I'm changing my tune, seeing as how upset she was, but still, I mean, Bethany's right. It was the wrong reaction. All she cares about is the appearance of what happened, not herself and her future.
And diverting the attention, I 100% agree with, considering we see her go and talk to Adam. And Carol's just kind of sitting there, like, arms crossed. And she goes, well, I'm glad they're reconnecting right now.
It was so awkward, but the way she... Didn't she, like, grab his waist or something awkward?
She was, like, being very maternal. Like, very,
yes,
like...
Yes, yes.
Like,
look how grown up you are.
Exactly.
When did you get that haircut, young man? You look so grown up like that.
Uh-huh. Like, she said, you look so handsome. Like, he's, like... 4 years old.
I was really shocked to hear they haven't been in a room together for over a year. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. I would have thought through filming somehow they would have run into each other.
Yeah.
We also find out at this party that it's Jules and Michael's 8-year anniversary coming up.
And he has no idea. Typical. Well, he's worried about what to buy his mistress.
Do you think she's going to come back next season because she's getting divorced?
I think it's a strong possibility. The second I read, the day that the news hit, the second I read, like, Jules and him are going to get a divorce, I was like, done.
She's but they could have brought Kristen back then.
Yeah, I don't think she was
but
willing
she's not
to.
Getting, she's and not she, getting divorced. So, and I don't think she wanted to share. I mean, she didn't share anything about her marriage the whole second season she was on. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's definitely why.
She's doing the opposite of Luann. She's not talking about it. She's not... Yes. Doing any, she's just mm-hmm. like working privately on her marriage and not making it the subject of a show, and
mm-hmm. which I think is the best thing healthcare. You can do if you yeah. do yeah. want to fix right. it and move forward, mm-hmm. not put it in the press and not have it be a focal point.
Mm-hmm.
Dorinda also wants an apology from Luann and Tom for wrangling them into the story. At the same time, Bethany approaches Jules, and they have a conversation, and Bethany kind of calls Dorinda over. To give her the, well, what did you say to Jules? And she goes, you're kind of a shit stirrer here. And Dorinda kind of admits it. She goes, yeah, I am. And we've been saying this all season long, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that she's just been the one stirring the pot the entire time. And we never really get what was said. And both of them just kind of drop it and let it go, which is good. Mm-hmm. Because I think that they realized, wait, there was a third person involved that said stuff that wasn't true. So I really shouldn't be mad at you for what you said because you never said it. And well, now, yeah, I don't need to be defensive anymore.
I thought that this scene was really showed the power of Bethany because both of them completely backed down like dogs like that get on their back and put their little paws up. It was like the second Bethany confronts you about like, well, what exactly did I say that I did wrong that caused you to act like that then? And it's like, well, the exact time and exact words, I can't remember, but... And I mean, it was all Jules of, but she really pumped me up. She really put me up to it, blah, 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 blah. And I also had an issue with the editors in this episode replaying the same exact clip over a second time 10 seconds later, mm-hmm. like we wouldn't remember we just saw it. It was so weird. They did it twice at the party. Once was like Dorinda's reaction shot to just talking to Luann, where she's like taking a sip of a drink. It was the exact same reaction shot twice in a row. Like, we're too stupid to notice. Mm-hmm. They replayed Dorinda and Luann talking at the hotel in Miami, like back to back.
Bed, yeah.
Like cross-cutting between like what was going on in Bethany's room. I'm like, we're not stupid. This was really lazy editing. Like, come on.
We're smarter than that.
come on.
I felt like Bethany, when she said to Dorinda, well, you better remember something, I would have seen red. I would have gone nuts.
Me too.
Don't talk to me like that. And I'm surprised Dorinda, who has a little Jersey in her, didn't go nuts.
Yeah.
She had to have not been drunk yet, because we know drunk Dorinda, and it's, don't try to share with me. Don't come for me. Okay? Back to the ship. And it's like, she will fight right away. It's completely gibberish slurring and fighting words. So she obviously was not at all drunk and just recanted whatever story she had told.
She was very sober and calm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she wanted to be sober on camera for this, because there were so many instances of her not being sober at these group dinners and situations.
She's turning over a new leaf.
Well, before the episode ends, we always get the kind of final wrap-up of what's going on with everyone. We obviously find out that Jules and Michael, there's pictures of him cheating on her. Dorinda and John are happy together. And
ish.
That's it. Sonia and Rocco, they've gone out on a few dates, but she's keeping it virgin, Sonia. Carol and Adam, very, very much in love, even though they're not doing their book anymore, which one of you had told us earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Ramona's single, ready to mingle. And Tom and Luann, the wedding is still on, although we don't know if any of the women are invited. And for Bethany, the divorce is finally finalized. So, thoughts on... and she wants the empowerment of women. It's all woman empowerment at the end of the episode, minus Luann being there.
Wah, wah.
So, final, like, thoughts of this episode. Everyone's happiness.
Oh, I don't know. Sonia's the real winner. I love Sonia.
I have been a staunch, like, Bethany, like, defender till the end person until this season. And it made me really, really sad to see a Bethany I didn't like. It was weird. It was like, I always knew Bethany was like such a tough customer, but I loved it and I always could back her up somehow. And I didn't feel that way in a lot of instances this season. And at the very end, the very last thing she got to say was, I hope there will be a softer side of me in the future. And I was like, me too. And I kind of feel like at this moment, like, okay, I forgive you, Bethany. Because I think she knew a lot of stuff she did or said was tough. She was a really mean girl, and this was her tiny little way of admitting it.
I think that sometimes we want the tough love, and she's honest,
mm-hmm.
but I think the things she says are hurtful.
Yeah,
and she knows it. So to see a softer side of Bethany, I would love to see a softer side of Bethany and a more friendly side of Bethany, because I know that the fans think we kind of always defend Bethany, which I don't necessarily think that we do. I think sometimes
there's some episodes where we're like, she's completely wrong. Yeah. And there's some episodes where we're like, thank God she's the one who said it.
The voice of reason.
Trumpeter, yeah.
Exactly. But I would definitely like to see a softer side of her coming next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to see a softer side of her at the reunion. I think we're going to see more blunt and truth and honesty.
She keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about some predictions for this crazy reunion we have coming up.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Fern.
Who knows? I don't know.
Fern's so in touch with the other side. I feel like Fern's going to have the best prediction.
I don't know. Are there any dead people in the next episode?
Just meaning I feel like you have a good hold on both sides of this world.
I feel like...
And the other.
Sometimes my predictions are so on and sometimes they're so stupid, so I apologize, but I would love to see Andy reveal he's the one, although that's probably not going to happen. And I feel like we're going to have to rehash all of the John and Dorinda. That was a big part of the early part of the season. That it's so over now that it's going to be interesting to rehash it and see if we still feel the same way. If everyone still feels the same way. Because it seems like so over and done with.
Because they had that huge fight. He had that huge fight.
And it went on for
Bethany.
Several episodes.
So it'll be kind of nice to come back and hear everyone's perspectives on it now that it happened and they're watching it back. Same thing with Jules and Michael. I'm interested to see her response to some of the stuff and comments she made throughout the season, even if she did know that the divorce was happening, but now see her potentially be honest and real about it.
I did see an extended clip of the reunion for next week that got released this morning. So I feel like I have seen a good number of things they do get into. I think Bethany and Luann going at this issue is going to be a huge, like, much time will be devoted to this. I think Tom will be talked about endlessly because I think it was kind of the thread from beginning to end in this season. Well, not the very beginning because she was like fake living with Sonia. In my opinion, fake living with Sonia. But God, I think so much time spent on talking about Tom and this controversy. And the Jules and Michael divorce, I think a lot will be spent on that. For the fact that Bethany has not stopped talking in the press about, well, I knew for a fact before we even started filming that she was coming on this show to get divorced. So she was trying to, like, drum up fame to support her business, her juice elixir cleanse dealio at Whole Foods, and so that she could be divorced and support herself and...
Do you think the women are going to be upset seeing that Dorinda was the one in the middle of pretty much every conflict?
I think it's going to be a good package. Like, shit stirring Dorinda will be, like, the title of the package, and then we'll watch it. I don't know. It's like she seems so harmless, and no one ever attacked her during the season. So I think they're going to try to get them fired up to yell at her, and it'll be, like, a half-assed situation for me.
I want to see her go nuts, like, slurring her words. I hope they ply her with alcohol all day. And I love Dorinda, but yeah, I think that would be a good package to see all her, like, shit-stirring moments in one collection.
Oh, it's happening. I don't know what Andy's going to say to intro that package. Oh, he's going to call it Dorinda Medley. He's going to be like, blah, 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 one cast member, blah, 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 blah. Should we call her Dorinda Meddler? And, like, he's going to toss to the package and it's going to be great. Well, that's my prediction.
Let's toss to this package right here.
Okay, guys. If you haven't been to my Snap yet, you should follow me on Snapchat. So today I stopped by my neighborhood pop-up library. It's this little tiny hut in the middle of the neighborhood that, like, some Boy Scout built. And you can leave and take books for free. And Class with the Countess has been up on, like, the display shelf, like, the top level for months and months and months and months and months. And I chuckle to myself every time I walk by. So today I had someone snap me and say, you should grab that. And so I went back and did. Shout out, Kirsten. How are you, doll? And I just was paging through it really quickly. And she has these giant, like, quotes in big text boxes. And, I mean, a few of them just grabbed me. And I'm laughing so hard reading them. It's just very hypocritical to me, or very, like, the Countess has
now
come back.
Now at the time?
Yeah, it's like,
ironic.
This is in her life when she was still married to the Count. And thinking of everything we know now, and how Bethany claims she's acting like the Countess again, like, very high up on her mighty chair, this is also hypocritical to me. So one of her quotes in the introduction is, I believe all of life is a seduction.
Oh, my God.
Funny enough, we saw a lot of scenes with her and Bethany where Bethany was claiming I couldn't get a word in. She was, like, crazy and just constant motor mouth, which she was. So she actually has a little blurb in one chapter called How to Stop a Chatterbox. She has a giant text box in a section called How to Be a Good Conversationalist. A giant text box that says, don't make others the objects of your wit. Which I think might be a pointing a giant finger at Bethany. But
yes,
that's just me. Chapter 9 is a giant picture of her and her ex-husband. And the title is, How to Get a Man to Fall in Love and Stay in Love.
Oh, dear.
And I'm not making light of the fact that she's divorced.
Yes.
But the fact that she thinks that you force a man to fall in love with you and force them to stay in love with you is kind of... I think that you do fall in love with people and it's not a forced action, because that to me is like these marriages of like an 80-year-old man and a 25-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. Like, that's silly. And to stay in love, like, yes, everyone needs to work on their relationship to stay in love and stay in a place where they want to be married. But, I mean, it doesn't always work, obviously, because we have a 50% divorce rate. And also, her own husband left her, and they had an open marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this was either written before that happened or during it.
Yes.
And
I mean, it's just so much.
Didn't you also
much.
Say there's one in there on how to not do the walk of shame?
Oh, yes. Okay, well, there's how to flirt is a big, long section. Being elegantly provocative, which includes a soft, low, provocative voice, which I'm sure everyone will get a kick out of. Where to find a good man. Would include cigar bars, supermarkets, tech shops, gyms, upscale men's stores, and the list goes on. But Bed Bath & Beyond, because they're usually lost, and it's a good place to help them out. I'm just seeing a little box that says the right type. Ask yourself these questions before you make too much of an effort, girls. Does your heart skip a beat when he walks into a room? Does he make you laugh? Does he put you on a pedestal? Is he truly single? Tom, does he listen to you? Do you have to fight with him for the mirror? Does he want kids? Oh, my. Do you have to fight with him for the mirror? I can't. 10 ways to scare a man away.
This is a page turner, you guys.
Being aggressive is number one on 10 ways to scare a man away. And finally, how to avoid the walk of shame, which I think Luann would be an expert on, according to other cast members, is also a portion of this book. I mean, I literally thought this was just a book on, like, crossing your ankles at the table and using a napkin and when not to speak out of turn. But exactly. This is, like, a lot. This is a lot. This is, and I think, unfortunately, it's, like, makes her look a little foolish now at this point.
Yes.
Don't all of these Housewives books, because, like, we are all works in progress and we all change and we all become very different. And within just a few short years, I mean, this is less than 10 years ago. Yeah. You know.
It's just ironic that today, of all days, when this episode is happening, you come across our class with Countess, which we thought was, like, fork to use, and then it's, like, how to land a man and keep him. Like,
serendipitous, girls.
Really crazy.
Serendipitous. Well, I'm looking for a year, but...
Ladies, where can everyone find you until we get to discuss the reunion next week? Starting with you, Fern.
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And the ebook version of Better in the Morning is going to be on sale next week for 99 cents.
Yay!
So follow me for a link.
Get your copy now of Fern's book, Aww. Better in the Morning.
Thank you.
Or you could wait till it's on sale for 99 cents. It's a good one.
Aww.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. It's all the same handle. It's all at NEGANSTECHER.
And the last book I read was Fern's book. So I guess the next book I'm going to be reading is... this fodder. So Fern's book is totally going to trump all of that. So if you need a good book to read reading this piece of loveliness, check out Fern's book.
Aww.
Once again, I'm Lindsay Wagner. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com. Ashley, we miss you.
Bye, Ash. Love you.
See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.